That was Professor Catalina Ortega performing Winter Spirits on flute. She's a flute instructor at the University of Arkansas Music Department and the Suzuki Music School of Fayetteville. She has performed in some of the biggest auditoriums in Colombia as a soloist and a chamber ensemble member.
My grandfather was a flute player and a clarinet player. He was from a really small town in Colombia. He teaches everybody in that small place. My grandmother, she never wanted one of their sons to learn music because they said that the music was just not to live from. And my dad is a lawyer, and the rest of my family have different careers like lawyers, doctors, things like that. So none of my parents or my aunts learned music because of it, but they had the passion. But I think that it's in our genes. And my father, he said it. He's a frustrated musician because he couldn't learn anything because my grandmother didn't allow him to do it. That's why I started playing the violin. He always has been encouraging me with the music, and he paid private lessons for me. And in that time in Colombia, it was a really, really hard to find music professors. So there were just a few institutions that teaches music, and that's how I started with the Suzuki method.
I visited Professor Ortega at her office in order to discover more about her incessant love for the flute and the origins of her extraordinary performance abilities.
At the beginning, when I was a child, I started playing violin. I played the violin for 6 years. One of my best friends, she was taking flute lessons. I always wait for her to, you know, after lessons we can go and play. And I was pretty interested in the flute, and then I asked the professor if I could take some flute lessons, and he said, but you're already playing the violin. So I convinced him to give me flute lessons, and we started, and I really love it. I love the sound, I love the way that it looks. It was magic between us.
After falling in love with the flute, she quit playing the violin and moved to Bogota in order to follow her dreams and embark on a professional career as a flutist.
After I graduated from the Javeriana University in Bogota, I got a job at the University of Antioquia in Colombia. So I got to move to a different city, Medellin, and I was teaching their flute, chamber music. I did that for 5 years before I came here. Also, I was playing in the Philharmonic Orchestra, but it was like the time that I wanted more. I wanted to learn more. And I decided to apply to different schools here in the United States. So, and I knew about Dr. Mains. So I applied to her, and she gave me the scholarship to come here, and she gave me the opportunity to come here. So that's why I ended up doing the master here and then the professional certificate in performance.
Catalina Ortega has been praised by many for her virtuosity and musicality as a flutist. She currently has a duet with Fernando Valencia, percussionist of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, called Spiral Duet, here performing Lunatica. She also collaborates with Calle Sol, the Latin band, which recently won the 2012 NAMA Award for Best Latin Band. The flute is a very well-known instrument, which initially was unknown in Europe until it arrived from the Byzantine Empire in the Middle Ages. At first, it became known in German lands, so it acquired the name German flute to distinguish it from other types of flute, such as recorders that are held vertically. To hear more about the history and the different types of flute, visit our website at kuaf.org/Ozarks at Large. What does Professor Ortega has to say about the flute tradition in Colombia? And what is her favorite flute characteristic?
I would say the sound of the flute is pretty similar to the voice, but it transmits a lot of feelings on it. So that's what is really important for me. Well, the flute in Colombia, it's a very known instrument because it depends on the zone of Colombia. For example, I'm from the mountains part of Colombia, and I grew up playing pasillos, bambucos, and those are always playing with flute and guitar or tiple. And every single party that we have, we play that, and the flute is pretty important. Everything is with flute and guitar and tiple. Then in the coast, we have a different kind of flutes too. We have the gaitas, and we have the flauta de millo, and with different, you know, flutes, and with, that's for different parties and different kind of music.
Here performing the sonata for flute and marimba with spiral duet. Easy to produce sound, but it requires hard work and discipline to achieve a higher level of technique and excellent quality of sound, especially in the flute.
The flute, it's pretty well known, and people sometimes think that the flute is pretty easy to play, and it's not. Maybe it's easy to make a sound, which doesn't mean anything. You gotta really have a hard discipline in practice. You gotta really spend some time daily and the practice room, otherwise you're not going to get everything. Maybe today you are playing wonderful, but tomorrow the sound is not going to sound the same. The fingers are not going to react about the same. And you got to have that discipline to perform and to play and to listen to different recordings. And it should be something daily. You cannot skip a day practicing, otherwise your sound is going to be different next day. Every time I convince myself that that's what I really want to do, and every time I'm really loving and enjoying more what I'm doing, and I want to play more and perform more and teach more, and even though if by the end of the day I'm really tired, it doesn't matter, I want to keep going and I keep doing this.